Take a moment to become very comfortable. It's important for this meditation that you be as comfortable as possible before we begin. We're going to begin by starting with three deep breaths. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. We're going to begin by bringing in your beloved guardian angels to be with you. You can envision with your mind's eye or reach out with your intuitive feelings to realize that these beautiful beings are always with you. And in this meditation, all we are doing is bringing them into your awareness. You may feel warmth around you, or the presence of love, a sense of protection, a sense of compassion. We're also going to bring in Archangel Michael. You may notice a sense of the color blue around you, and a distinct sense of warmth or heat as Archangel Michael brings warmth with him. Archangel Michael is the angel of protection, the angel of safety. He makes any space in which he enters completely safe and protected in all ways. You need have no fear when Archangel Michael is present. Now, I want you to turn your attention inward. I want you to turn your attention towards your personal thoughts on prosperity and abundance and their presence in your life or their lack of presence in your life. Think of your dreams for yourself and for those that you love. We're going to make a mental list of your most treasured dreams, and then notice how each thing makes you feel. Do you feel excitement or fear? Do you experience optimism or worry? Are you aware of hope or doubt? As you allow your mind to think through all of your dreams for abundance and prosperity in your lives, each individual item on your list, I want you to notice how you feel about each one of these things that you would like to manifest. The emotions will likely be different for each item that you contemplate. You may feel excitement over your possibilities for the immediate future, but concern over your long-range goals, or vice versa. Take a few minutes now to list these items in your mind and notice how you feel about each one. As you come to understand the aggregate of the way you feel about your potential for prosperity and abundance, we are going to bring in some additional archangels to help you to be able to connect with the magic that is within you, to help you to recognize the inner genie that lives within all of us, to help you to start the process of connecting to the magic of life in such a way that you can re-engage, that you can reignite, that you can reconnect with that magic to bring abundance and prosperity and success into your life. First of all, we ask Archangel Ariel, the Lioness of God, and the Archangel known for abundance and manifesting prosperity, to come be with us. Ariel comes in a pale pink color, and she has the ability to swirl magic around you, to help you to reconnect with that magic, as a way to help you to start to begin the faith that you need in order to be able to manifest the abundance of your life. I want you to ask Archangel Ariel to help you to manifest something in the coming week or weeks into your life that would represent some measure of abundance to you. Don't make it something too big. Baby steps are required when building faith. It's like going to the gym at any given time. It is important to start slow and work your way up. Maybe you want to ask Archangel Ariel for $20 or a gift from someone. Just some token of abundance and prosperity to help you to build your faith muscles as you start to make wishes for yourself. Ask her now. Next, we're going to ask Archangel Jophiel, the beauty of God, to join us. Archangel Jophiel comes in a more fuchsia shade of pink. Her job is to help beautify your thoughts, to turn fear into faith, to turn worry into hope. Choose one of the items that you have been thinking about, for which you have little faith. Ask Archangel Jophiel over the coming week or weeks to help lift your thoughts, to help give you a feeling of trust, to help you to come to believe with optimism that what you desire can and will come true. Choose one of your items and ask Archangel Jophiel to help you to turn your thoughts around to being very positive and certain and full of faith. Ask her now. And finally, we're going to ask Archangel Uriel, the light of God, to enter the room. Archangel Uriel comes in a brilliant golden glitter of light. His purpose in all of this is to provide you with insights and ideas, epiphanies, and brilliant intellectual understanding of what you need to do next in order to create the beautiful life that you are dreaming of. Archangel Uriel can also help to make you a beacon of light to the world. As a beacon of light, all will see you who can help you, who can assist you in your path towards joy. Uriel can help you to be seen where before you have not been seen. Uriel can help you to shine where before your light was dimmer. Uriel can help you to realize who you are and what a magical being that you are. Ask Uriel for assistance in all things that you would like to call attention to. Ask him now. At this time, I would like to call your guardian angels to present themselves to you once again. We're going to ask that your guardian angels over the coming days and weeks to bring your awareness into vibrational alignment with theirs. We're going to ask them to provide signs and symbols and opportunities for you to know that they are there. You may see white feathers for no reason or pennies on the ground. White butterflies might flitter by you. You may see images of angels on billboards or on other paraphernalia. Songs about angels may play on the radio. Do not disregard any of these signs, as all of these are valid and real messages from your angels as they try to get your attention. Tell your guardian angels now special ways, special symbols or signs that you might like to see to know that they are there. Tell them now. These angels will be with you every day that you ask for their assistance. Now it is time for us to bring our awareness back into the room. Wiggle your fingers, tap your toes onto the ground. Slowly, peaceably, bring your awareness back into the room. And open your eyes.